David Harden is a third-generation farmer in rural Hendricks County. We're walking along a field on his property when he points to a series of large rectangular buildings.
There's actually four buildings back there, and each one of them has around 1,500 animals.
Inside are hogs, which Harden primarily sells in the Midwest. Some of them go to a processing facility that exports pork to other countries. As far as Harden knows, none of his pork goes to China, so it won't be hit with a new 25% tariff. But he says that doesn't matter.
If there's more pork on the market domestically because it's not moving to China, it's going to lower prices for all U.S. producers, whether they play in the export space or not.
Farmers are used to coping with the unknown. Much of their job depends on factors outside of their control, like the weather. Harden says that's what makes these tariffs difficult to accept. He sees it as something the U.S. government can control. China put tariffs on some U.S. imports to retaliate against President Donald Trump's decision to slap tariffs on imported steel and aluminum.
We've seen, such a large drop in pork prices. It equates to about a $3,000 per week drop in our income here on our farm.
Harden's farm is one of more than 3,000 family-owned pig farms in Indiana. And they aren't the only ones who could see losses because of tariffs. China is now threatening to put a 25% tariff on more U.S. products, including soybeans. Nearly two-thirds of the soybeans grown in the U.S. go to China. A recent Purdue University study looks at two different scenarios and what they would mean for the U.S. Wally Tyner is an agricultural economics professor at Purdue University and one of the study's authors. During a Skype interview, he says no matter the size of the tariff, applying one to U.S. soybeans would have a significant impact.
For the 10% tariff, our estimate is, and we did a lot of sensitivity on it, but the average estimate was that exports to China would fall 33%. And with 30% tariff, 71%.
The threat of tariffs on U.S. soybeans is coming when farmers are on pace to plant more soybeans than corn for the first time in more than two decades. The USDA says the largest increase will be in Indiana, where farmers will plant more than 6 million acres of soybeans this year. Robert White is the director of national government relations for the Indiana Farm Bureau. He says, frankly, the timing couldn't be worse.
Because we're in a down economy for agriculture, and we're about 50% lower than we were in ag income about 4 years ago.
White says it could be enough to put some people out of business. But it's all up in the air right now. And Harden says that uncertainty makes it even worse. He says the futures price for pork is already declining all the way into some of his 2019 contracts. And on top of that, Harden is paying more to replace equipment around the farm.
Many of the products, like replacement gates and flooring that we use on the farm, are made out of steel. Any new tractors obviously have steel as a component. So if the price of any of the products that we buy that are made out of steel go up, we're getting hurt kind of on both ends of the equation.
He's trying to cut back where he can, but it's hard when he has hogs to feed and workers to pay. In Harden's eyes, there's no winner in this potential trade war. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Barbara Brozier.